with our current architect, Flansburg. Now, for point one, on two occasions, I raised a serious concern about the quality of our selection process. Over this past weekend, I reviewed the designer selection process, which is a document that is prepared by the Inspector General. Now, the Inspector General is a state agency that interprets the law and issues practices and procedures. And I'd like to quote from that particular document on page one, which is the document that I passed out to all of the members here
last night.
And it's the first page, I quote, bottom of the first page, last paragraph, "Selecting a qualified designer is essential to the success of a construction project. For building projects, state law requires a designer selection process that is aimed at obtaining high-quality design services for public buildings, while ensuring that qualified designers have the opportunity to compete for public business through a fair and open process. These procedures are found in Mass General Laws, Chapter 7, 38A1/0, Designer Selection Law."
All set?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Take your time.
This particular chart.
Yeah, that's reproduced in what you passed out last night to the members?
Okay. Is the series of steps used in the designer selection process. It starts off with adopting written procedures as step one, and second, development of the RFQ and contract, et cetera, et cetera. The SBC, which is a school building committee, followed these procedures. In fact, it took them 5 weeks as a subcommittee to come up with a final selection of three architects. Then the entire committee came again together and made the final selection. So the entire process that the school building committee had used took 7 weeks. And my concern here for this process is that we just started on Monday. We got the proposals on Friday, and we are now in the process of making the final decision within the next few days. Point two, the June 1st deadline, which is the date for the high school submittal plans, can be met, as I said earlier, with our current architect. On March 12th, I presented the SBA submittal form to the school committee at the lower hall in the town, and no one said that Flansburg couldn't do it. Even the superintendent agreed that the process could be achieved with the current architect. Pete Dahl, who's not here unfortunately, had said that I was a party to the 10 taxpayer complaint, and which four of the members here were found in violation of that particular process. And during that time, he also said that my bringing up the process here, which was questioning the rapidity and the fast-track nature of this process, that I was trying to stall the process, which wasn't the case. So the key question is, why are we not doing due diligence? Now, Pete said this as questioning my, I guess, honesty in the sense that I had ulterior motives to slow down the high school process.
Okay. John, I apologize for the interruption. There's nothing that Pete Dahl or any member here has said in my earshot that has in any way questioned your honesty. And I was intent on just letting you make your speech, and you know that I interrupt you only reluctantly. No one here questioned your honesty, and I think, frankly, probably no one here has ever or will ever question your honesty as long as you continue to be an honest and honorable person.
I didn't say honesty. I said ulterior motive.
No, you did say honesty. The word came out.
Okay, I apologize if I did that.
On behalf of Mr. Dahl, I accept your apology.
Motive.
Go ahead.
In my attempt to stall a process. Now, I'm sure that if he were here, he would extend me that equal opportunity to question the entire process that this committee is using. He said it was a veiled attempt to to stall the process. Now, I feel that this particular process that we're using right now is similarly veiled in the sense that we are rushing the entire project because two members here will not be on a committee. And I had already made the statement earlier that I felt that this project needs to have accountability in having the two members here that are going to be voted in as of April 8th after the town elections would be more appropriate. So I feel at this point in time, knowing what we have done at the school building committee, that we are not given enough time and due diligence here to execute what is best in Reading's interest. And the Inspector General, his job is to ensure that communities go through these procedures in a way in which guarantees or assures that the public will get what they are supposed to be getting, which is the best designer selection architect here. We have already had one incident already at the RMLD where the Inspector General came in and questioned their procedures. And yes, I was part of the 10 taxpayer complaint that was lodged against this particular committee. And I do not want to be party to anything that could possibly jeopardize my position here and my integrity in violating possibly or compromising the procedures that we are using here to select the architect. Thank you.
Thank you, John. John, let me just, as chairman, thank you for speaking your mind, which you were elected to do. Let me tell you, though, that and you know, John, that I have personally warm feelings towards you. However, I will tell you, I don't know how you make any decisions in your business as a businessman if you continually, now we're 2 years into your membership on this committee, return to the refrain that you've just returned to, I don't have enough time, I haven't had enough time to study it. How on God's earth do you make any decisions in your business? Sometimes you have to make decisions not hastily, but promptly. In fact, we're called upon to make all decisions we make without wasting time, but with doing due diligence to the process. And it's clear to me, and we have perhaps a difference of opinion, and perhaps it's an honest difference of opinion, it's clear to me that this committee is spending enormous amounts of time in studying, reviewing, and considering the six applicants before us. Now, if you say that Flansburg is capable of meeting the June 1st deadline, one problem I see with that, and I just put this out for your consideration, is, as was discussed last night, if, and again, I'll state, the hiring of Flansburg as the architect on this project is anything but a foregone conclusion. We've got six candidates before us, and this committee, I'm sure, is going to retain the right candidate for this job, whether it's Flansburg or some other architectural firm. And frankly, I have no idea, as I sit here now, who that will be. But I know we've got to do that. We've got to move the process forward. And frankly, if we go with a firm other than Flansburg, and there's some modification to the design, don't you realize that those modified designs ought to be part of the June 1st submittal, not Flansburg's design? And that if we don't, if we submit the Flansburg design and then go with another architect who makes a modification to the design that is considered significant enough by the Commonwealth, then we will not have perhaps met that deadline. And I don't want to question your motives. But I know that there is, and you had a right to participate in the 10 taxpayer lawsuit, but I will straighten you out on one thing. Four sitting members of this committee were not found in violation of anything with regard to the statute. You said that that's so. That's not so. And I was present in most of the depositions, in most of the court hearings as vice chair, and read all of the papers in the case, and I don't believe that any single individual member of this committee was ever found in violation of anything. It was a technical violation of one aspect of the designer selection statute that was based upon the actions of this committee, were based upon prior case law and contact with the Attorney General's office and advice from the Attorney General's office. So the court found in every instance that this committee acted in good faith, and you keep forgetting that whenever you wag the finger of that 10 taxpayer lawsuit. But that's over and done with, John, and so we're now moving to the high school process. We're spending an enormous amount of time. I mean, if you've taken time to read, as I trust you have, to read the submittals of these six architectural firms, you probably spent 50 hours, like most of us did, reading these materials. If that isn't due diligence and spending the time in the interviews and thinking about this process, how much more time do you need? And I ask that only as a rhetorical question. I don't know if anybody else other than the superintendent feels the need to comment, and I, what I want to do is avoid a lot of point-counterpoint, but if, Harry, you have some things to say.
Just very simple.
Do you have a mic? Let's get the superintendent a mic, please.
This is the third time Mr. Russo has referred to a very short process. My office started working on this project in the middle of January. The RFQ has been on the street since February 1st. To the best of my knowledge, we've been working on this for 8 weeks, and it'll probably be 9 to 10 weeks before the final decision is made.
Okay. If there are no further comments, Mrs. Kavicki has a motion.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I got it.
What's the matter, John? Did you have something else? Excuse me, sir.
Yes, I think it's appropriate that this discussion just continue on for at least 1 point more.
Well, there's no discussion. You've made a comment.
And that's
I've
it.
Given others an up. Well, you can't force people to discuss something with you that they think is inane, John. That's the problem.
Well, okay, that means I've prevented from speaking again.
No, you haven't. You like to think that. If you have something new to say, I'll let you say it. What do you have to say? Go ahead, John. I'm sorry, Susan.
I think it's important to point out an accuracy. There is a violation, and even though it's a technical violation, it is a violation.
Is that any different from what I just said?
Is or was?
It was a violation.
He said they're primed to sue us again.
Mr. Grissett said there wasn't. So I just want to make sure we understand it was a violation. Technical or otherwise, it was.
Okay, Mr. Grissett did not say there wasn't.
Okay.
You're again misstating what someone sitting next to you says, and I don't know how you have the gall to do that. I said there was a violation of a small part of the law, and we were found to have acted in good faith. That's all. That's all. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Did you want to say anything else?
No.
So you haven't been prevented from speaking, have you?
Not at this point.
Have you ever known me to ultimately prevent you from having your opportunity to speak, John?
I won't answer that question right now.
On the grounds that it may tend to incriminate you? Okay.
That would be a blessing. Thank you.
Mrs. Kavicki?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Move to enter into executive session for the purpose of discussing the deployment of security personnel or devices. To return to regular session at approximately 5... Thanks,
six
Mr.
O'clock.
Russo, we're past that time. At approximately 6 p.m.
Because they're going to need 10 minutes, that's why.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Toomey, Mr. Russo.
Yes.
Mr. McFadden, yep. And Mrs. Kavicki.
Yes.
And Mr. Grissett votes yes. We're in executive session.